USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Voter fraud was allegedly committed in Nevada during the early voting period, according to a Clark County poll worker who told Laura Ingraham's audience on Fox News what she witnessed Tuesday night. The whistleblower, whose identity and voice were modified at her request, said that she noticed white envelopes being passed around and ripped open near a Biden-Harris van while on a walk during her lunch break. The envelope handlers then leaned against the side of the van in order to mark the papers, which she recognized as ballots. The worker has released a sworn affidavit to the Justice Department disclosing what she claims to have witnessed. She also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without valid identification. Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud, as Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. Tropical Storm Eta's course is now set for the Big Bend of Florida, just east of Ocala, late Thursday or early Friday morning. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The CDC is gearing America up as we head into the holiday season. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is on track to be approved for use as early as next month, and shots will likely be available for most Americans who want it by April 2021. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is among four Steelers added to the reserve COVID-19 list as high risk. They have had close contact with tight end Vance McDonald, whom tested positive. Head coach of the undefeated Steelers, Mike Tomlin, says protocols are put in place by the NFL.
As you guys are all aware, we've been dealing with COVID-19 significantly this week. We have a player who has tested positive for COVID. He will not be available this week. Obviously, he's resting at home and going through all the necessary things as it pertains to that. But we also had a number of players, I think four, that were acknowledged and released this morning who are also in the program because of contact. You know, those aren't decisions that are made by us. It's really cut and dry. It's all in the procedural policy of COVID established in New York by the NFL.
Other Steelers players that may be infected are Vince Williams, Jalen Samuels, and Gerald Hawkins. College basketball rankings are out. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has details.
For the first time in the school's history, Gonzaga sits atop college basketball's preseason top 25 poll. The Bulldogs start the season inside the top 10 for the third straight season and pulled in 28 first-place votes. Baylor is a close number two with 24 first-place votes. Villanova, Virginia, and Iowa round out the top five. Kansas comes in at six and Wisconsin at seven, with Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky completing the top 10. The Big Ten leads all conferences with seven entries in the season's first poll. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.